Hello everybody, welcome to the Cheering with Birgit podcast. This is the show where I help you face your fears so you can live your life to the fullest. This is a very special and more personal episode where I take you through the last year of myself, my life, and the choices, the hard choices that I had to make recently. There were some valuable lessons in it, and it's also an opportunity for me to connect with you so you know what I'm going to do and why you should keep following me, because there are exciting and unsure times ahead. But I am ready for the adventure. So, are you ready to dive in? Let's go! Oh, I feel so excited to record this podcast. It took me a few days to get ready, but today, Sunday, the 23rd of May, 2021, I feel super energized and I feel really good. And that has actually not been for a long time. One of the main reasons is that the gyms opened back up in the Netherlands and I love sports and I just feel so much better already. Now, this is a really free-flowing episode, so I'm just gonna talk to you as if you were with me in this room, in my office, in my house, in Amsterdam. And this might be the last podcast that I record here. And I will tell you more about that in this episode a bit later. Well, let's fly you through a recap of what has happened in the last 1.5 years. It really has been an adventure. Because in 2019, I was still working as a scuba instructor in Rhodes, as you probably know from my posts and my previous stories. And my first plan was to stay there. Then in November, I started to get an icky feeling that I had to come back to the Netherlands. And I did that via Malta, where I met up with somebody that used to be a friend of mine and we used to work together. And in a bit of a fight over dinner, I actually founded the idea, thanks to him, to start my own training and coaching company where I help people to face fears. And that was mind-blowing. Well, I'm not in touch with that person anymore, but I'm grateful forever because this was such a turning point where I was thinking, oh, I'm going to go back to the Netherlands temporary. That was the plan first. I just changed my mind. Okay, I'm going to go back. Maybe I'll come back next year. And then on the way back to the Netherlands via Malta, I got this idea. And the timing couldn't have been better because for the last 10 years, I was always thinking about starting my own company, but I didn't know yet what. And in earlier episodes, one of the first ones I recorded, looking back on that, wasn't very professional, but the whispers that I got, the clues that I got, actually led me to my plan B, leaving my office job and working as a scuba instructor. And by doing that, I completely fell in love with training, teaching, coaching people, coaching you, face your fears, and get out of your comfort zone, because that's what I'm really good at. Well, there's always a sacrifice because I rented out my apartment in Amsterdam and I went back to the north of the Netherlands to live with my mom. Yes, a 35-year-old woman who starts to live back with her mom, but my mom's cool and the house is quite spacious. And that just needed to happen. And it was a great opportunity to have low cost and to start my own company, do my life coaching education. And I was on my way. And many of you already following me since the beginning. So thank you. If you were following me, if you're following me now, also thank you. And even last year, I had a very ambitious goal to have my first client for the 1st of July. And actually, I had two, which was really great. So I was on my way doing the training Start Before You Are Ready 2 times in a group, small group last year. And it was really good. And I feel so happy and grateful that the people that I trained actually found it so beneficial that I turned it into a one-on-one coaching and training program, which I do with live trainings via Zoom and by WhatsApp. You can do it from 3 weeks to 10 weeks. I'm just free flowing. I'm not trying to sell you something here, but I just wanted to tell you what I'm doing right now. I also, if you have a specific case, like a couple of my clients have, or they just want some empowerment, some training, for facing their fears, taking steps, moving jobs, and all the stress that comes with it, finding out what they want, I do one-on-one coaching as well. And that's just undergo whatever you need per hour. And that's a lot of fun because I started with groups, which I learned from a lot. And now I'm doing more one-on-ones. And I even launched my video-only training. It's called Calling on Your Bullshit. Yes, you saw 1 million posts. And my previous podcast was about that. But that has the benefit that you don't need me to be there live. And if you need me for something, you can always book a session with me. But it's just great with actually 7 videos. I take you through 5 steps, the steps that were proven successful in my one-on-one and group trainings, which actually help you to overcome blockages, fears, bullshit, opinions of others, limiting beliefs. And it's just so easy to do that I'm really happy that I have that online. So people with a smaller budget or wanted to get to know me, if you're curious, well, that's a good way to start. You really get a feeling if it's something for you. And I just sincerely want to help you. And I want to help. I want to help everybody. I know I'm not for everybody, but okay. I'm going on so long. So I hope you're still with me. If you are, great. I got back in Amsterdam after almost 2 years. So October last year, I moved back to Amsterdam. In the beginning, I was really happy. But I was also insecure about a couple of things back then. I was actually dating someone living closer to Amsterdam. I was really wondering if it would work out if I moved there. Well, totally not. But I came to that conclusion quite quickly. And I could just let it go after doing the work to let it go. That was just... And I already had the feeling that something good was going to come my way. And someone good. And that was awesome. So I actually wrote a list of my ideal guy, my future husband, how I want him to be, my life partner. And I set the intention and I manifested him. This is something I also let my clients do. And guess what? In the beginning of January, this person actually came my way in the most unexpected way. And well, if you follow my post, you'll see him in there. He's a great boyfriend and I'm so happy that he is part of my life. And he supports me with everything and he cheers me on. And he can actually relate to a lot of things that I'm teaching in because he's been there himself. So can't wish for more, really. So that's more on a personal note. The other thing that I was really worried about was the problems I had in the past with my neighbors. And I'm not a person to talk bad about people, not at all. But I just want to let you know what happened and what that did to me. So imagine, I came back to this place. Most of my furniture was in there. A friend of mine, she lived here. She came back from being abroad. So we both helped each other because back then I didn't know what I wanted yet, and I wasn't sure to give it up in 2018, although I felt it was good to let it go. My mom panicked so much and she talked it out of my head and I listened to her, which actually brings me back to the point that I am ready to let this apartment go. It's a bittersweet feeling, but it really has to do with the main thing. I don't feel safe here. And not in that I think there's a burglary or something going to happen. Energetically, I am living between a lot of people. And apartments in Amsterdam, they're very noisy. This is the old Jewish quarter, old houses, and you can hear what happens up and down, left and right from you. And they can also hear me, which I don't really like. I like my privacy. Although I share a lot, I don't want people to hear everything I'm doing. And I definitely don't want to hear it from people that I don't like anymore. Well, what's the case? I came back here, and on the first day that I was here, actually moving back in, doing some painting, a very good friend of mine, Pascal, came to help. He parked his motorbike in front of the house where I live on the first floor. And before end of the day, my downstairs neighbor rang my bell and started ranting like it was 3 years ago. It's like amazing. It's not his place. Anyone can put their bike in front of the door, in front of their window. They do it themselves. And it's just for one day. And he couldn't even wait for him to put his motorbike clothes back on. He was so angry. And it's like, oh my. Really? And then I already knew, I think that was just after I recorded the podcast, that I was so happy to be back. It was actually in November. Yeah, it was not the first day I was there, but the first 2 weeks. I got a really bad feeling. Downstairs is family from upstairs. And the guy downstairs used to live upstairs. But now he lives downstairs with his wife and by now 2 kids. Upstairs is a lady, a grandma, that has always been particular and quite strange and commanding me that I have to clean, commanding that, well, basically, she pushes on a point that makes me feel it's never enough. I had to clean the hallway more often and upstairs and this and that and don't slam the door. First of all, I'm a very clean person. I clean, I'm tidy, and definitely not a person that makes a lot of noise at home. She, on the other hand, does, and she's really messy. So, we were always okay, until I opened my mouth and I stood up for myself in 2018. I had enough that I wasn't able to go to the third floor where my attic is, with my laundry to put it in the dry cleaner without having my face into 100 Albert Heijn bags, which is the Dutch supermarket. And this crap, I couldn't even walk up and down with my laundry, couldn't take anything downstairs from my storage without having to stumble over her stuff. And I asked her so many times to clean it up and she didn't want to. Now, I'm not here to rant about her, but at the moment I stood up for myself, she stopped talking to me, ignored me. I tried to talk to her 3 times, and then a few days before I was moving out in 2018 to go to my mom temporary and then back to Rhodes, her son came to talk to me, and he was, well, he was actually quite astonished that I actually called the landlord to help me out and that I could talk to him. And he really couldn't bear that the landlord was actually very strict and also punished him, gave him a penalty about his stuff being in the hallway, although he has a different entrance. And the thing is that, hey, we always been good neighbors. I didn't ask that, but they do it themselves because you're not allowed to put anything in the hallway. And it was a whole philosophic thing. And I was like, hey, I know I can ring your bell now. If there's any problem, I will. Let's just sit down and talk about it. I'm going to be here for 2 more days. I'll send you a text. Never heard back. 2 texts. He didn't even make the effort to text me back. So that's how I left. And now in my first 2 weeks here, he was so angry. And the lady upstairs commanding, shouting. I already had a couple of fights with her. And the worst thing is, she takes care of her grandchildren, the other grandchildren, so not the two downstairs. Three whole days upstairs, and they're 3 years old, the twins, and they cry all day and run and throw everything on the floor, which is completely understandable if you're that age. The worst thing is that she shouts to them, and I can literally hear what she says all day. So here I am in my home office working on Saturday and Sunday because I cannot from Monday to Wednesday. And then I got into all these limiting beliefs, like, well, not even mine, but people say, you don't, why you want to go away? She can win. And things that I shouldn't let mess with me or whatever. But, you know, it doesn't matter what I do. She's not going to change. She will not change. And whatever I try, if I stick up for myself, she's just going to be more annoying. To the point that she started slapping things against her balcony at 6 a.m. in the morning. And now I'm sleeping again because we took some measurements. Cannot tell you which. But for 3 months, I barely slept enough hours. So it's really tough for me. And it was really tough for me to keep working and doing my stuff. So I luckily had a lot of support from my boyfriend. Wasn't home much. But, you know, back to the thing, it's not about winning. I was already ready to let this go. And then I changed my mind. I came back and that brought me a lot of new things and I was able to see my friends more because where my mom lives is so far away from everybody. So I don't know. It depends with who. I'm planning to go and live together in a house with my boyfriend in the future, but I'm not a person bound to this place. I'm not from Amsterdam. I don't have an office job. I don't need to be here. Do I feel happy here? Today, yeah. I haven't had a fight with her and problems with her since a week. And I'm finally sleeping again. So I feel okay. And yes, I'm a bit sad to leave and leave this place and stuff. But it feels better to let go and make myself free. Because, okay, another limiting belief. You pay less than most people in the street. So you should be grateful for what you have. Still, I pay a lot of money to live in Amsterdam where I have no privacy and I'm afraid every day to open my front door to bump into people that are pestering me. It's easy. I just really want to let this place go, although I really will lose my house in a way. But, you know, home is where I take it. I never had a lot of stuff, hoarder things, because I always knew I was going to leave and go somewhere else. And I'm just on my way. And my life is really good and I feel really happy. The only thing that really, really... Yeah, the thing that doesn't make me feel good is my neighbors and the noise. And the shouting and the fights. And also... I'm not from Amsterdam. I don't need to be here. In a way I'm going to miss it, but in another way I'm not. And if I miss it, I can always go to Amsterdam. Now, enough about this whole story. I hope you're still with me. Do I have a new home yet? No, I don't have a new home. So for end of June, I'm officially homeless. Unofficially, because of course I will register with my mom and I will have a roof or I stay with my boyfriend. So instead of being afraid and that I have to have a new place before I let go, I do it the other way. Practice what I preach. I don't know what the future brings, but sometimes you need to let go before the good things can come from you. You just need to trust the process. And I trust the process, and that's why I do what I do. So all those fears, limiting beliefs, all these things, I let it go. I'm giving up my rights to this place where I've lived for 11 years with a couple years break when I was abroad. I'm letting it go without having another place in the Netherlands. Taking a risk that I might not have a house, but I have a temporary solution which excites me. I am gonna go to Rhodes. And I hear you thinking, so what about your boyfriend, Birgit, and you cannot go long away, blah, 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 blah. Well, I'll tell you what. Yes, it was a hard decision and hard to discuss this. But my boyfriend loves me and he's kick-ass. He's really cool. And together we've decided that in the end, this is the best choice for me. Because there I can go back in the house that I felt safe and good with nice neighbors in Old Town. And for me, it's really good to have a place that I actually know and like. Plus, I get to teach scuba for 2 months. It actually started with my friend, boss, George, texting me if I want to come this summer. Yeah, I want to come. So I will go 2 months, not too long. My boyfriend will come and visit halfway my birthday. And then it won't be that long. It will just be a few weeks. And now we're also more than 2 hour drive from each other. So it's going to be exciting. It's going to be a challenge, but it's going to be an adventure. And I need adventure in my life. An adventure can be small or big. I see the whole past 2 years, well, 4 years maybe, as an adventure. But it's brought me so much. And it brought me closer, more confident and happy with who I am. And yeah, all these experiences, all these lessons that I test on my own life. With these lessons, I can help you. I can help your friend. I can help a lot of people that would never do something small, like smaller than this. It's better to let go and trust the process that something better will come your way than to anchor, sit and wait on a place where you don't want to be. I trust myself. I trust this process. And inside, I feel it's the right decision. But yeah, every now and then I get a sentimental moment. But I just want to share this with you. And it would be great if you can send me an email back on my mailing list. What you thought about the episode, if you like episodes like this. And if you're not following me yet, follow me on Instagram at Cheering with Birgit or Facebook, the same handle, where I will obviously post photos from Rhodes, teaching scuba. I'm, by the way, continuing my coaching in the evenings and on my days off. So Cheering with Birgit will go on full speed. Most of the things that I build are partly optimized and I'm not creating something new. So scuba teaching is going to inspire me for more coaching, training and fantastic content. I will bring the podcast mic with me to Rhodes and I'm hoping to do a nice episode from the beach. Wouldn't that be great to record a podcast on the beach or in a nice place in nature? I'm going to do my best for you. So let me know what you thought of this episode. Email me, birgit@birgitjegerdal.com, or send me a message on Instagram. And please share my podcast in your story to make more people aware of me. And yeah, have a great day. Wishing you sunshine and happiness. Yeah. Bye.